44. And as Jesus went out and departed from the temple, some of his disciples spoke of how it was adorned with goodly stones and gifts, and came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. One of them says to him, "Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here." And Jesus answering said to him, "See you all these great buildings which you behold? Verily I say to you, the days will come in the which there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, the disciples Peter and James and John and Andrew came to him privately and asked, saying, "Master, tell us, but when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world, when all these things shall be fulfilled?" And Jesus answering them began to say, "Take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and the time draws near. Go you not therefore after them, for they shall deceive many. And when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars and commotions, see that you be not troubled, for all these things must first come to pass, but the end is not yet." Then said he to them, "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be great earthquakes in diverse places, and famines, and pestilences, and troubles, and fearful sights and great signs shall there be in heaven. All these are the beginnings of sorrows. But take heed to yourselves, beware of men, for before all these they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you. Then will deliver you up to the councils and into prisons, and in their synagogues you shall be beaten, and they will scourge you, and you shall be brought before governors and rulers and kings for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they shall bring you to the synagogues and deliver you up to magistrates and powers, settle it therefore in your hearts to take no thought what thing you shall speak, neither do you premeditate beforehand how you shall answer. For it shall be given you in that same hour whatsoever you ought to say. For it is not you that speak, but the Holy Spirit of your Father, which shall teach you and speaks in you. And I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And you shall be betrayed by friends, and the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and shall kill them, and cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. And there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience possess you your souls. And this gospel of the kingdom must first be published among all nations, and preached in all the world for a witness to all nations. And then shall the end come. And when you therefore shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is near. But when you see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place where it ought not, let him that reads understand. In that day, let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him which is upon the housetop not go down into his house to take anything away. And likewise, let him that is in the field not return back again for to take up his garment. And let them which are in the midst of it depart out. And let not them that are in the countries enter thereto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. And pray you that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For in those days shall be affliction and great distress in the land, and great tribulation and wrath upon this people, such as was not from the beginning of the creation which God created to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he has chosen, he has shortened those days. And he said to the disciples, "The days will come when you shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you shall not see it. And then if any shall say to you, See, here is Christ, or see, he is there, believe it not, go not after them, nor follow them. For false Christs and false prophets shall arise, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall seduce and deceive even the elect. But take you heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. Therefore, if they shall say to you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning that comes out of the east part under heaven, and shines even to the west part under heaven, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be in his day. But first must he suffer many things, and be rejected of this generation. But immediately after the tribulation of those days, there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars. The sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with great power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draws near. Then he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost end of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. And he spoke to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When the branch is yet tender, and they now shoot forth leaves, you see and know of your own selves that summer is now near at hand. So likewise you, when you shall see all these things come to pass, know you that the kingdom of God is near at hand, even at the doors. Verily I say to you, this generation shall not pass away till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knows no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father only. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days that were before the flood, they did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two in one bed. The one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Two shall be grinding at the mill together. The one shall be taken, and the other left. Two shall be in the field. The one shall be taken, and the other left. And they answered and said to him, Where, Lord? And he said to them, Wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Therefore take heed to yourselves, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is, and what hour your Lord does come, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning, and you yourselves like to men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house, and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately. For you know not when the master of the house comes, at evening, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find watching. Verily I say to you, that he shall gird himself, and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. Watch you therefore, and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And know this, that if the good men of the house had known in what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have allowed his house to be broken through. Therefore be you also ready, for at an hour when you think not, the Son of Man comes. Then Peter said to him, Lord, speak you this parable to us, or even to all? And the Lord said, Who then is a faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord has made ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. Verily I say to you, that he shall make him ruler over all that he has. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delays his coming, and shall begin to beat his fellow men servants and maidens, and to be drunken, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looks not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites and unbelievers. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And that servant which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. For to whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened to 10 virgins, which took their lamps, and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom comes! Go you out to meet him! Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go you rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say to you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered to them his goods. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his several ability, and immediately took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and dug in the earth, and hid his Lord's money. After a long time the Lord of those servants comes and reckons with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained besides them 5 talents more. His Lord said to him, Well done, you good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter you into the joy of your Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter you into the joy of your Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew that you are a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered. And I was afraid, and went and hid your talent in the earth. Lo, here you have that is yours. His Lord answered and said to him, You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I sowed not, and gathered where I have not scattered. You ought therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it to him which has 10 talents. For to every one that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that has not shall be taken away even that which he has. And cast you the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say to them on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we you hungry, and fed you, or thirsty, and gave you drink? When saw we you a stranger, and took you in, or naked, and clothed you? Or when saw we you sick, or in prison, and came to you? And the king shall answer and say to him, Verily I say to you, insomuch as you have done it to one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it to me. Then shall he also say to them on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say to you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. And in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him.